Ba'ez Hashem Yisboch, we begin Perek Shleish Asa, the 13th chapter in the Ram Sechus Kedush HaChedush, in the Seba Zmanim, in the designated times, which we continue from the previous Perakim, discussing here the celestial bodies and regarding their travels, which for some the visuals are helpful, which many Rambams have the visual, one primary visual for this Perek, which in this Perek we discuss primarily the place of the sun in relation to the view of how it appears from planet Earth. As Rambam gives a halacha regarding the path of the sun, if you want to know with the place of the true place of the sun, which we're talking about as we view the sun in the zodiac's orbit, when you look at the sun from the point as it, you see it from the Earth, you establish this through a straight line that comes out from Earth till the sun, which also goes past the sun, which you see in the larger context of the orbit of the Mazalis. So if you want to know, b'cholim shatirta, any day that you want to know where exactly is the place of the sun, so you first have to go ahead and establish, which aladerch shebi'arnu, we already explained this in Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Beis, what is the mean of the sun, which we gave, it has this orbit that it's regular in regards to the sun itself, where there's an orbit of the sun, which, and that what's very important is that it's not equal, however, for as it is in planet Earth, because Earth is not the center of the sun's orbit, and contrast to the orbit as it applies to the Mazalis, which we are the center of that. So if you first take that out, the mean of the sun, and you also take out the area of what's the height of the sun, as we call it, the epigeum, the tigra makim goiv hashemesh. And now you have these two variables, which we already spoke about of the previous program, how to get what those two things are, and the tigra makim goiv hashemesh, and you subtract the epigeum of the sun from the place of the mean of the sun, and what remains is called the path of the sun, meaning the path of the sun and its distance from the goiva hashemesh. Halacha beis, v'tirukamamaylus. Now you'll see how much degrees. Who masl hashemesh? That's the path of the sun. So he explains, if the path was less than 180 degrees, which when the sun is going from the highest to the lowest, so tigra manas hamaslo, so then the angle of the path, you'll diminish mimukaim hashemesh emtzoi, from the mean of the sun. Because at this portion, there's the greater the length of the mean more than the true length of the sun, which that differentiation discrepancy between them is called this angle. Now, v'mhoya maslo yosa kopez mailas, and this is critical. This is the difference. If the path was more than 180 degrees when the sun is going from lower down to higher, ad shin samach till 360, which is the full circle of on orbit, then you'll add on to the angle of the path until the place of the mean of the sun, because at this portion, so then the length of the mean is less than the true length of the sun, which is this what we're contrasting here to be able to figure out. And what's going to be after what you add on, you diminish, that's going to be the true place of the sun. Halacha gimel. For that, you should know, shim yia maslo meir shmoinim b'shava, that if it's going to be exactly, the path is going to be 180, the way the sun is on, at its lowest point, oy shin samach b'shava, or exactly 360, which is at its highest point, as we said, because the sun is not exactly going around, the planet Earth is not in the center of the sun. Say in lamana, then it doesn't have an angle. In a straight line. Rather, the mean of the sun is actually at that time going to be, it's also its true place too. Now explaining this manasa maslo, this angle of the path. So Ram gives specific metrics for this concept. If the path is going to be 10 degrees, so then its angle is going to be 20 minutes. If it's going to be 20 degrees, so its angle is going to be 40 minutes. It's going to be 30 degrees. Then its angle is going to be 58 minutes. If it's going to be 40 degrees, then its angle is going to be 1 degree and 15 minutes. If it's going to be 50 degrees, then its angle is going to be 1 degree and 29 minutes. If it's going to be 60 degrees, then its angle is going to be 1 degree and 41 minutes. If it's going to be 70 degrees, then its angle is going to be 1 degree and 51 minutes. If it's going to be 80 degrees, Timanase, its angle is going to be Maila Achas Benon Zayin Chalokim, 1 degree and 57 minutes. Vimye Tzadi Mailis, if it's going to be 90 degrees, then Timanase, its angle is going to be Maila Achas Benon Tes Chalokim, 1 degree and 59 minutes. Now you start to see, after it finishes the 90 degrees, starts going the other way. Vimye Kuv Mailis, if it's going to be 100 degrees, Timanase, then its angle is going to be Maila Achas Benun Ches Chalakim, 1 degree and 58 minutes. Vimye Kuf Yud, if it's going to be 101 degrees, Timanase, its angle is going to be Maila Achas Benun Gim Chalakim, 1 degree and 53 minutes. Vimye Kuf Chav, if it's going to be 120, Timanase, then its angle is going to be Maila Achas Memhe Chalakim, 1 degree and 45 minutes. Vimye Kuf Lam, if it's going to be 130, Timanase, its angle is going to be Maila Achas Belamid Gim Chalakim, 1 degree and 33 minutes. Vimye Kuf Mem, it's going to be 140, Timanase, its angle is going to be Maila Achas Biotes Chalokim, 1 degree and 19 minutes. Vimi Kuf Nun, if it's going to be 150, Tiamanasi, its angle is going to be Maila Achas Vichelik Echad, 1 degree and 1 minute. Vimi Kuf Samach, it's going to be 160, Tiamanasi, Membis Chalokim, its angle is going to be 42 minutes. Vimi Kuf Aim, it's going to be 170, Tiamanasi, Kuf Al Chalokim, its angle is going to be 21 minutes. Vimi Kuf Pei, Beshav, it's going to be exactly 180. So, Ein Leimana, then it doesn't have an angle, Kim Ashran, like we explained, Mokam Hashem Shemtoi, Mokam Miti, because that's what we're talking about, this discrepancy that there is between the mean and the true place of the sun. So these numbers are based on the mathematical concept that we measure the sun, how far it is from its height, the apogeum, or from the lowest point where it gets bigger. That measurement, that it gets closer to these points, it goes, the angle gets bigger or smaller, as we described, as we saw that discrepancy. But when it's a straight, it's hitting both points, so then there's not going to be any angle. It's the exact spot where the mean is as its true place in the galaxy. Halachay, hayamasal yersal kof peis milas. If let's say the path was more than 180 degrees, then tigro isi mishas milas, then what you'll do is you minus it from the 360 degrees, but tedi minus it, then you're going to know its angle. Ketzer hauso. Meaning, harishal yamasal reish milas, if let's say the path was 200 degrees, tigro isi mishas, so you diminish it from 360. Tishar kof samach malas, then you'll be remaining with 160 degrees. Kvar Dan already said, Shemanas kof samach malas, the angle of 160 degrees, mem beis chalakim are 42 minutes. Pchemanas masayim. So too, the angle of 200 is mem beis chalakim is 42 minutes. When the path is 180, so then the mana, like we said, is 0 degrees. 160 is 20, and 200 would be 20 after, which that would be equal gaps, equal angles that you're going to have, whether before, whether after. Halacha Vav. So if the path was 300 degrees, take grace of Mishas, diminish it from 360, Shara Samach remain with 60. Kvar Yidat, already know Shemas Samach Malach, what's the angle of 60 degrees? Malach is Memal Chalokim, it's 1 degree and 41 minutes. Hashin Malach, so too, that's the angle of 300 degrees. Well, that's the Bechal Minimin, and in this path, you'll find every single number. Lacha Zayin. If the path was 65 degrees, we already know he would get more of the technical of the arithmetic. We already know that the angle of the 60 is 1 degree and 41 minutes. Now, Manasa Ayin, on the other hand, and the angle of 70 is 1 degree and 51 minutes. Nimtza comes up, what's the difference between these two angles? Is Yud Chalokim is 10 minutes. Now, according to the calculation of the degrees, every degree will be Chelik Echad, will be 1 minute, the Yuminasa Masla, and therefore the path of the angle of the path, which is 65, so in the middle will be Maila Achaz Mem Bav Chalakim, will be 1 degree and 46 minutes. Halacha Ches, Bechein Ilu Hoya Masla Samach Zayin. Get even more technical. Let's say the path was 67. Its angle will be 1 degree and 48 minutes. And that's how you do in every single path. That you have in this number, when you have ones with tens in those different columns, whether you're calculating the sun, whether you're calculating the moon, will be the same thing. The Ram gives an example. Let's say we want to know the true place of the sun. But Shabbos, the beginning of the night of Shabbos, on Friday night, which in this year that the Rebbe was writing it, was the 14th of the month of Tammuz. Okay, so here's where he puts into practice everything that we said up until now in this parak. So first figure out what's the mean of the sun for this time period. The Simani, which its mnemonic is, like I already explained this in Perek Beis Halacha Beis, which is 105 degrees, 37 minutes, and 28 seconds. Okay, that's what the mean of the sun is. Now, also figure out what is the epigeum of the sun right now. Its mnemonic is, which is 86 degrees, 45 minutes, and 23 seconds. Okay, and we described this already. Now, minus the place of where its epigeum is, from the mean, you're going to come out, this path will be Yudches Milus. And again, that's because, like we said, there's the different orbit of the sun as it is in its own sense and as it is in regards to Mazalis. And this is the basic thing if one wants to look at a diagram to understand this. But just to get the concept, some people like charts, some people get confused from charts. These are just the ideas, the concept. And you're going to get the path will be Yudches Milus, 18 degrees, Menun Beis Chalokim, and 52 minutes, or Stationeus, and 2 seconds. Which Saman the Mnemonic is Yach, Nad, Bays, which again are the degrees, the minutes, and the seconds. And he says, don't be particular about every path al chalakim regarding the minutes. Ella, rather, only if it's less than 30, don't pay attention to it. If it's 30 or more, consider that those minutes as 1 degree, and add it onto the number of degrees of the path. So therefore, this path will be 19 degrees. But and now, if you want to know that angle, Al Derech Shabian will be, like we explained, will be Lamed Ches Chalakim, will be 38 minutes, because in 10 degrees, in 20 degrees, the angle of every single degree is 2 minutes. And therefore, this comes out to be 38 Chalakim, 38 minutes. Halachiyut. Lefisha Masla Zeh, Hoyapach Zmach Kov Pei. Now, since this path was less than 180, so Tigre Hamana, so you're going to diminish the angle, Shehi Lamed Ches Chalakim, which is the 38 minutes, Mi'emcha HaShemesh, from the mean of the sun. Yishar, Kof Dal Milus, you'll remain with 104 degrees, Nutes Chalakim, 59 minutes, Chofesh Nias, and 25 seconds. Among them, the mnemonic for that is Kad Nat Ka, which is the degrees, the minutes, and the seconds. And it comes out, Mekoyim HaShemesh Hamiti, which is really what we're trying to figure out here. What's the true place of the sun? But Tchilas Lazin, the beginning of this night, the Mazel Sartan in the constellation of Cancer, which we for the degrees we start counting from Mazel Tleh, that's 0 degrees. But Tesvav Milas Boy, 15 degrees into it, Pachas Lamet Heshnias, -35 seconds. And he said, "Oh, Tifna Lashnias Klal, don't pay attention to the seconds at all. Let me come a Shemesh, let me come a Yerech, not regarding the place of the sun, not regarding the place of the moon. Libeshal Cheshbon is enough for any other calculations of the what you see. El Chakrel Chalok Mavad, just pay attention, analyze the minutes." Now, if the seconds were close to 30, then the make it into 1 minute. Add it onto the minute. Regarding the true day of the Tekufa, now since you'll know the place of the sun whenever it is that you want to, based on what we said, so you'll know the true day of the season called Tekufa Shetirtza, any season that you want to. I mean, Tekufa Nisan, when the sun is in the beginning of Mazel Tle, in its true path, Tekufa Tammuz, the beginning of Mazel Sartan. And Tekubas Tishrei, the beginning of Mazel Maznaim, and Tekubas Teves, the beginning of Mazel Gedi. Ben Tekubas Abayis Acher Ikazeh, Shemin Eschalna, whether in the seasons that come after this starting date from which we started, which Rama spoke about Perek Bez Aloch Abayis, Ben Tekubas Avram Hashem Akameh, whether any season that already passed from previous years, you'll know now the true path of the sun, which we described from knowing its mean, which we spoke about in previous parakim, as we described the mathematical equation in this parak, to know how to figure out the true place of the sun, then you'll know where the seasons are.